I was in Phoenix, and Callan was doing a show there. I went there, just so as you know. Callan was doing a show there, and I fucking went on stage. I connected with the radio station, and I went on stage. They said it was cool, and I fucking interrupted his show. That's Brian Callan. A lot of you guys probably don't know who he is, okay? Because he's a young comic coming up, 52. And starting to look, it's all good, Callan. You're starting to look like a politician. It's all good. You're starting to look like a politician. You're starting to look like an actor playing a politician. It's all good. You are. It's all good. You are. And I went to go do that, and I went in, and there's footage. We'll release it later, but it was, I don't even want to say too much about it, but man, let me just tell you this. It was so amazing to do that and share that moment with him. Like, he's one of my best friends, you know? And to see the look on his face, like the pure what the fuck, but joy, but like, why are you here? And then we started roasting each other, just being silly. I was out there for maybe 8 minutes. I let him do the rest of the show. Obviously, I'm not going to fucking just take it. I should have fucking sent him off and just been like, I'll do my shit. Yeah, it was so funny, dude. He in the middle of it, he says, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing here? And I started laughing, dude. He wore a gray shirt. Dude, it's so funny. It was so funny. Dude, here's the other thing, too. Don't ever wear a gray shirt when you're performing. Know why? A water falls under your armpits. Now, Callan, why weren't you sweating? It's either because you weren't working hard or you got Botox shot in your armpits. Now, one time, a big, big comedian told me that that's what he did, and I thought it was gross, and I thought, wow, that's gross, and he said, yeah, but you don't get sweaty pits, and I thought, but you man. Why would you want to not get sweaty pits? Hey, you man. And I thought, maybe I should do that, and he said, you should do it, and I said, yeah, even though I knew damn well sure would never do it, because man. Sometimes, man, when I was a kid, I used to look, I had a buddy who had that, got that fucking upper lip sweat. You know, guys who get that upper lip sweat? What the fuck is that, dude? Just beads of sweat above your top lip? Hey, man, it's not hot there. Hey, dude, it's hot in your armpits, in your asshole, and on your feet. And if it's hot on your upper lip, figure it out. Don't go outside. Always have ice on you, okay? Man, dude, I forget his name, but he always had upper lip sweat. And I would look at that shit, dude. You think I wouldn't look at that shit? You think I wouldn't look at that shit? I would try, even as a kid, to look at that while he was talking. I would try to even look at that while he was talking, knowing damn well he might catch me. But that's when I was a kid, dude. That's how much I didn't give a fuck, even as a fucking 5-year-old.
I ain't got no motherfucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat.
So rude. But yeah, I did that. That's the kind of kid I was, dude. That's the kind of fucking kid I was. And one time I saw fucking Doug, whatever his name was. Oh, man. One time I saw a kid doing the monkey bars. Hey, children's playgrounds, make them safer. Actually, I haven't been on a children's playground in a long time. I got to go and just not be creepy. I just got to go chill out and look in like a fucking hoodie. I would feel creepy even being in one right now, but... But going to a children's playground, when you, oh my God, they used to be fucking, it used to be like running through a children's playground used to be like going through a gauntlet. I mean, dude, everything was iron. Seesaws were fucking, you'd go up so high and then you'd get the stronger guy on the other side and he would kick up and then you're fucking... butt would just slam into the ground with no cush, and it would just like shorten your spine. I'm probably supposed to be 6'5", except for seesaws. Also, what bullshit is called a seesaw, you know? And then there were monkey bars who Doug, what the fuck was his last name? Doug, something like Conrad. Doug something. Curtis, Doug something. Anyway, he looked so much like a fucking Doug. He was skinny. And he was cool. I liked him. He came over once or twice, and that's it. Really didn't work out, you know. But he was doing the monkey bars, and he was standing on the top rung of the monkey bar, you know, the ladder part, and then he was just chilling. And I was on the monkey bars like this, just holding it as a five-year-old. How old must have I been? Fucking eight, just holding it, watching Doug. And he was standing on it, and he lost his fucking foot grip, and his feet just went funk, and it went boonk, and his taint smashed on the upper rung of the fucking ladder. And he goes, huh, huh. And dude, he couldn't speak. And I was just like this looking at him. And I thought, oh no. He immediately started crying. And then I was like, are you okay? And then he just ran to a teacher, that fucking bitch. I would have too. No, I hope he's okay. He's probably okay though. But it fucking, his taint got mashed the fuck up, dude. When his taint hit the shit, I thought. And then it was so brutal. I literally thought, oh, his balls exploded. As a kid, I was just like this. His balls exploded. Fuck that. That's not even fun. Dude, you know what I'm going to do to my kid? When he wants to go on the monkey bars, I go like this. Get down, dude. Get down. And he'd be like, why not? Because it's not fun, dude. Think about what you're doing. But I like to cross it. It's like walk across on the bottom. It's fine. Walk on the ground from one end to the other. But I like to use my hands. Why? Think about why. Dude, I'm gonna murder my kid with logic. For real. I'm 39. What are you going to fucking argue with me? I know about all this shit. Yeah, but I like to do that, and my friends do that. So, if they fucking jumped off a bridge, what would you do? I don't know. I would you jump off a bridge? No? All right, cool. So what's up now, dude? Why are you crawling across with your fucking hands? I thought it was fun, but I guess it's not. Yeah, you're right now. You're right now. Okay. What do you want to do? Let's get ice cream. No. Why not? You tell me. Because you only eat it after dinner, like late at night, because that's when you want it the most? That's right. Because why? Because you said that's the right that's the right time to eat ice cream? Rephrase that. Because that's the right time to eat ice cream. Yes, good boy. Now let's go to the gym. Dad, I'm 6. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. Dad, I want to wear shorts. That's fine, but also put on a fucking shirt. You can't have long sleeves and fucking shorts. You look indecisive. Okay. Oh, fuck, man. My kid is going to be like, the other kids are going to be like, they're going to think about that. My kid's going to be like saying shit to the other kids, and they're going to be like, what the fuck is it like? Is it like at his home? What the heck? Sorry, I can't go on the monkey bars. Why? Because you could just walk across on the bottom. Yeah, but that takes away the whole fun of it. No. Why? Think about it. Well, I like to use my hands. Why? Because it's fun to use the hands because you're in the air a little bit. I guess that's actually not fun. Never mind. And they're just all boring kids because of me. Just like getting calls from other parents. Hello?
Hey, hi. Is this Chris D'Elia?
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. So, Tommy came home and he had a, I don't know how to say this, but your kid told him that he's not allowed to do the monkey bars because it's not fun, and that was your way? That was your rule?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think that's cool that your kid is telling my kid what not to do on the playground and that it's coming from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because my kid likes to do the monkey bars.
Well, can't he just fucking do it walking across from the bottom?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, he's just supposed to do what he wants.
Think about the monkey bars and then break it down. Why is it fun? Why? Because you're in the fucking air? Because you're higher up?
Yeah, no, I understand, but doesn't that... You're fucking 3 feet above the ground. If that's fun to you,
then you're a fucking piece of shit. That's like nothing different.
I mean, I guess you're right. It's just 3 feet.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. Message C2. And then just me fucking eating ice cream with my kid at 11 p.m. Dad, it really does taste good on this time. Dad, it really does taste good on this time. Make sure you eat too much. All right. Make sure you eat too much so your legs start fucking, so you get restless leg syndrome like daddy. And then you can't sleep. Then you got to wake up or some shit for school, even though you shouldn't have to go to school. I never wanted to go. Whatever, dude. Fuck them kids, man. They don't know shit. Mine's going to know so much. It, you know, it's fine, dude. I don't know, but just...